scripture, says that, refers to sages. Sutta Goswami, son of Ramaharshan, and a representative of Vyasadeva. He is guiding the learned brahmanas, the learned sages, in the ultimate purpose of human life. In the Bhagavad Gita, Lord Krishna explains that the Vedic literatures are very, very vast. There are so many books written in very technical language and dealing with many, many different subject matters. Therefore, he says, Yavanartha Udapane Sarvata Samputodate. Just as you can fulfill the requirements of a small pond in a large reservoir of water, plus much more. Similarly, one who knows the purpose behind all the Vedic literature, he has achieved the benefit of going through all the Vedic literature. So we are in darkness. Pravritim cha, nivritim cha, jana, navidura, asura. We are coming from the category of asuras, and they are characterized by not knowing what to do in life. How to act, how to achieve the ultimate benefit in life. Out of ignorance, speculating, they conclude that the body is all in all, and therefore perfection of life means to gratify the senses of the body as much as possible until the last moment. And with such a mentality, acting directly against the instructions of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, the Supreme Controller, the Origin, they acquire or they accrue many sinful reactions, and Adanta Gopir Vishata Namishram Punat Punas Chargita Charvananam. Not only do they suffer in this life, but for many, many lifetimes they are put down into the darkest regions of hell. Sense gratification is available everywhere. But that sense gratification cannot make up for the fact that you're going to suffer repeatedly, endlessly, in the material world. So such asuric persons really are foolish, because they make the wrong conclusion, they make the wrong decision in their lives to act against Krishna. Generally, by their nature, they're envious of God. Therefore, it is very difficult for them to hear from Krishna or to hear from Krishna's representative. Only a devotee of the Lord, or only someone who is not envious, can hear and understand the scientific reasoning behind the process of self-realization. We are doing what we are doing for very good reasons. We are not simply sentimentalists singing and dancing without any purpose or reason. We have dedicated our lives to this cause because we have been convinced as much by the philosophy as any other of the reasons which might attract us. Of course, there are charismatic leaders, there is some religious sentiment, there is some intuition that is coming from many lifetimes, but mostly our conviction is solidified by hearing transcendental knowledge. By knowledge we are fixed. On the mental plane, you can wander from one branch of the tree to another. Sankalpa and vikalpa, that is the business of the mind in the material world. Bahushakahi anantascha, there are unlimited varieties of sense gratification. And you can go searching from this planet to that planet, from this universe to that universe, everywhere. And the search is endless. And you may not find satisfaction, but you may think if I keep on searching, I will find some satisfaction, sense gratification, without surrendering to Krishna, I will find it somewhere. That is the foolish, asuric mentality. But Lord Krishna tells Arjuna, susamikshamana bundrana eva, no, what is that? Tatute guyatamam pravakshami anasuryave. They start the same, so one gets confused. That's also important, bundane to understand that whatever is happening to me in my life is happening because of my foolish activities in the past. And therefore, I should not be envious of Krishna, anasuyave. Rather, I should not be envious of anyone. My mentality should be that wherever I can find out Krishna consciousness, I should be sympathetic, I should be all ears open, all eyes open, I should be conscious. Before you can be Krishna conscious, you first of all have to be conscious. And unfortunately, the majority of people at this time in the Kali Yuga are unconscious. They're walking around. I see them just as well as you do. I'm not being stupid and saying they're lying on the ground unconscious. But they're walking around unconscious because they do not think, as Srila Prabhupada said, and as I am repeating. They have stool or brain. They have very little brain, and basically their activities are all nonsense, and basically they will suffer, but they will not surrender to Krishna. Therefore it is said, Nunam Pramatta. They're mad. It is a kind of madness. Supreme madness. Well, not exactly the supreme madness. Supreme madness was exhibited by Lord Chaitanya. That's another madness. This is madness that is in relationship to the material world only. It is limited access. You cannot expand it or go deeper. You simply have to deal with the limitations of the material world. The material world is dukkalayam ashasvatam. And maybe you can succeed and get a little bit better than someone else if you try hard. And if you get a little bit better than someone else, then maybe you can sit there very proud that I'm better than the Joneses. I'm better than the Agarwals. I'm better than whoever. What's a common name here? Like Smith in America. Huh? Ivan. Well, that's first name. Huh? Horvath. Just like the Horvaths. I'm better off than the Horvaths. It's keeping the status quo. But that is not anandam buddhivardhanam. Pratipadam Purnamri Kaspadanam. Amrit, we want Purnamrit. Complete nectar. And therefore, we have to be prepared to approach those who are completely self-realized. Because on our own, even the Dvija Shrestha, as mentioned here, they are divided into two categories. Brahmana means Brahma Janatiti Brahmana. He should know Brahman. But Brahman is not the highest stage of self-realization. And there are Brahmanas who are not devotees of the Lord. They are known as Smarta Brahmanas, and sometimes they are even against the principle of Sri Krishna as the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Sometimes they say that Shiva spoke the Bhagavad Gita. Can you imagine that? Who say that Lord Shiva spoke? I don't know how it works, but of course there's Krishna is not mentioned. Sri Bhagavan watches, so they say Lord Shiva is Bhagavan. But such type of madness is there. Because people are envious of Krishna, and the greater majority of people in this world, they engage in prohibited activities. There are four pillars of religion. There are four pillars of sanity. There are four pillars under which you can know the truth. That is cleanliness, truthfulness, austerity, and mercy. And the things that break those are illicit sex, intoxication, meat eating, and gambling. So, vikarma, people in the name of becoming happy, enjoying their life, they break the principle. Albeit unknowingly or supposedly innocently, but they're not innocent. Please understand that nobody is innocent in the material world. We have all come here for a reason. We are here in this prison house because we are sinful. We are fallen. Lord Chaitanya is the king of Pavan, but if we were all elevated, he would have no work here. He is the king of Pavan because we are Patinda. We are fallen. We have broken the laws of God since time immemorial. Now, a few have to rectify themselves. A few who are intelligent, who are interested to make the sacrifice that you have to make to achieve something valuable or worthwhile in life. You will not get ahead in any aspect of your life unless you're prepared to pay the price, unless you're prepared to be active, unless you're prepared to take responsibility, unless you're prepared to take risks, unless you're prepared to go forward. You're not going to be successful in your family life, you're not going to be successful in your business life, and you will not be successful in Krishna consciousness unless you take the initiative to follow the regulative principle, not that someone has to constantly harass you, but on your own, be a self-starter. Because only you are going to benefit. I may encourage you and entice you and offer you rewards and set an example. I can do anything, but ultimately it is you who will benefit or suffer to the degree that you follow or don't follow. So, unam pramata kurute vikarma yad indriya pritaya apranoti. This indriya priti, this sense gratification. Intelligent people, they realize it for what it is. It's an animal. It's the lower self animal. Sense gratification. All animals are doing it. We're not special because we have sex in a big skyscraper on a nice soft bed. That would not make us special. We're simply sophisticated animals. Eating is animal. Sleeping is animal. Defending is animal. Tigers and lions and elephants, they're very good at defending. You make an experiment and see. You go into a big jungle and see who comes out alive in your gun and your atomic bomb at home. And see who comes out alive. They're very good. But they're animals. They cannot understand self-realization. After coming through 8,400,000 species of life, Atato Brahma Jigyasa, this is what you were meant for. Now, you have a chance. Krishna is giving you a chance. You've come so far. You, for millions and millions of lifetimes, you were a cockroach, you were a pig, you were a demigod, you were a worm, you were an apple. You were so many things in so many lifetimes, lifetime after lifetime after lifetime after lifetime. Now you're here. This is it. Getting off the cycle of birth and death, it doesn't stop unless you get off. Jump off, it doesn't stop. Would you like off? Get off. No end. And this is your chance at Atato Brahma Jigyasa. We have to inquire about spiritual life. And people are against organized rules. I remember when I was young. Christianity, organized religion. I'm going to join the Hare Krishna. Right? And they all said that. And probably many of you are saying that, seeing organized disorganized. But the fact is, there are two ways you can do something, in an organized way and in a disorganized way. And chances are, you're going to get better results if you do it in an organized way. Just like, for example, supposing we had this disorganized religion philosophy very strongly, and we all showed up at Krishna Premantura for the summer camp. And everybody thought, well, somebody else will bring the tent. Somebody else will bring the prasadam. I don't like organized religion anyway. You know, the best thing we'd be able to do would be go swimming, if we were organized enough to bring our swimming trunks. Otherwise, nothing would have happened. There would have been no microphone, there would have been no speakers. Maybe you would have been the only one to have shown up, because no one was organized enough to send out flyers to tell people. We need organization. Varnashram Dharma is the system. Varnashram Charvata Purushena Parakuman Vishnur Aradite Nanya Tattosha Karanam. Krishna says in his Vedas that he can be worshipped by this logical system. It's not transcendental as such. It is a material organization. But it is transcendental because, as Prabhupada says here, Chaturvanya Mayashristam Guna Karma Vibhagasa, in the Bhagavad Gita, Lord Krishna takes the credit. Guna Karma Vibhagasa. I have organized this system. So you have to follow some system. If it's not Varnashram, then come up with a better one.
So we try.
I don't think so. Doesn't work. They already sounded good. Sounded real good when Karl Marx spouted out the philosophy. But because it did not take into account Hari Toshana, therefore it was a failure. But Krishna himself, Hari Toshana means that Hari himself is guiding us. He is so kind that he wants us to come out from darkness. He doesn't like to see us suffering here in this hellish material world. He mentally, physically, in so many ways, and it's going to get worse. I won't fool you. If you think you're having a rough time now, dealing with your mind, dealing with your family, dealing with your work problems, dealing with your country, dealing with ethnic problems, dealing with so many problems, it's going to get worse.
And worse.
And worse.
And worse.
So, all we can do is take up the scientific process by which we can transcend the misery. You can't stop it. Just like here, or let's say India. India is a better example because they have 4 months of rain. If it's going to rain, you can't stop it. But if you have an umbrella, then you can take shelter. We need to create a society for Krishna consciousness. Srila Prabhupada started the work and he gave us the blueprint and he gave us so many guidelines. We don't need to reinvent. Krishna's pure devotee has given us a formula. If we don't follow it exactly perfectly, then we need to try again. More and more. If we find that there is some exploitation, don't be surprised. We are Manda Sumata Mandayo Manda Bhagya. Just because we chanted Hare Krishna for a couple of days doesn't mean all of that conditioning has gone away immediately. Roma was not built in a day. A perfect Krishna conscious society will not be built in a day, but it takes men and women of courage, men and women with enthusiasm, determination and patience to intelligently work together conjointly. Prabhupada says, jointly for the satisfaction of the Lord. This is what will bring us together if we keep reflecting. Why are we doing this? Hari Toshana. For pleasing Krishna. This is what unites us. After everything is said and done, we may be different. But what will keep us together is our goal to please Krishna. So, there are many things that we have to work on. Why are there cracks in the tent? We have to study that now. Next year we have to try and put some plastic there so that somebody doesn't get water all over there. There are cracks. There are problems. We should study that, but we must stick together. And if we fail initially, then in the church we don't succeed. If at first you don't succeed, try again. I'll give you just a profile of some person. See if you can guess who it was. Great personality. And this is his life. Just listen to his life. At the age of 22, he failed in his business. I didn't say I was cold. I'm just getting warmed up. At the age of 23, he ran for the legislature in the U.S., in the government. The legislative body ran. At the age of 23. And he was defeated. At the age of 24, he started a business again. Failed. At the age of 25, he got elected to the legislature. At the age of 26, his sweetheart died. At the age of 27, he had a nervous breakdown. At the age of 29, he was defeated for the he ran for the speaker of the legislature. We had Newt Gingrich, speaker of the house. He ran for that office. He was defeated. at the age of 31, he was defeated for the elector. At the age of 34, he was defeated for Congress. At the age of 37, he was elected to Congress. At the age of 39, he was defeated for Congress. At the age of 46, he was defeated for the Senate. At the age of 47, he was defeated for Vice President. At the age of 49, he was defeated for the Senate. At the age of 51, he was elected the President of the United States. Anybody know his name?
Abraham Lincoln.
So, defeat, don't, we're struggling, but we'll be victorious. We stick together and we follow our principles. One of my godbrothers who was doing his PhD in religious history, he was a real hard-headed liberal, and he was wary of religious cults, religious fanaticism. So Srila Prabhupada was saying that a day will come when the devotees will have to take up guns and fight with the atheists and the demons and take over the government. So Rabindra Prabhu, Rabindra Srup got very nervous. He got very nervous. So he asked Prabhupada, how can we be sure that things won't get out of control? And what do you think Prabhupada said? Chant 16 rounds, follow the four regular principles, and everything will be okay. Krishna will protect. Not protect, Krishna will make sure that you don't get too far out of whack. You don't get too far out of normalcy or whatever. You don't become fanatic. Whenever we find devotees having problems, invariably it's because of some problem in the area of regulative principles. I can just read a few things for you. I keep stressing this over and over again. I'm sorry for being a broken record. You know, a broken record is playing the same spot over and over again. But it makes so much sense to me. Want to make up the system of Varnashram Dharma, we know it's good for us. We don't want to be put into a system where we're exploited by others and we're a little worried how we should proceed. Well, this is how we should proceed as pure devotees of Krishna, following strictly the regulative principle. You must see that they are strictly following the regulative principles of war prohibitions as well as devotional practices of rising early morning bath, putting on tilak, attending mangal arati, chanting 16 rounds, attending Srimad Bhagavatam class. This is the duty of all my initiated disciples, whether they are big or they are small. Now, some of you are very big, some of you are very small. The Prabhupada's meaning, so-called advanced devotees, when he says physically, will have to fall down. You must teach them by your own personal example, otherwise they will learn. Again, the same beginning, Mangalarti class, 16 rounds. All are essential for spiritual development. We should become more regulated and strict for following the rules and regulations. Otherwise, we shall fall down. So many quotes. If you follow, then rest assured, everything will come out very successfully. If you read the books and philosophy, etc., but don't participate in the temple affairs, such as Mangalarti, etc., then simply learning the philosophy will have no effect. Hear that again. Simply learning the philosophy will have no effect. If we want to understand the philosophy of Varnashram Dharma, how we can live peacefully, how we can get our social lives together, how we can have good relationships, how we can love one another. Come on, people now. What
does
that come on? Yeah, that's good. We need that. But we need intelligent love. We need Christian conscious love and relationships based on a solid foundation of regulative principles. It goes on and on. All men who live in the devotee realms must attend Mangalarti or Star. Then his spiritual life is hampered, and there's a chance that at any time he may become a victim of Maya. Okay, problems that we have.
Okay,
problems that we have. In spiritual strength, there will be no scarcity of money. Monetary matters are secondary. On principle, we should better starve than neglect our rules and regulations. Managers must remain vigilant that everyone follows sadhana. Anyway, it goes on and on and on.
Well,
half a brain
and
so it's not a question of being cold and impersonal or anything of the sort. But we do have to work together. We have to be compassionate. We have to understand what somebody can't immediately follow. But if someone is sincerely trying, then they should be encouraged in every way. As a family, we work together jointly. How will we achieve this? Sincere. Hari Goshima. Whatever we do, Sanustithasya Dharmasya, what is that? Sanustithasya Dharmasya, no, something to hurry to, so I'm looking after another person. No. Shama Evi Kevalam, Dharma Sanustitha Pungsham, Visvakshena Tathasuya. Notpadi yad yadi ritim shrama yadi keva. Otherwise, it's all shrama. It's just waste of time. Unless we approach everything in the right way, in the proper form, in an organized, intelligent way, with the balance of bhakti and Vedanta. Let's say bhakti is more the emotional side. But we need Vedanta also, Krishna conscious knowledge. We need bhakti. And just like here, Prabhupada describes the brahmachari life, the student life, householder life, retired life, and then devotional life, called sannyas, devotional life. In other words, the others weren't devotional life. But it means that real sannyas means devotional life, but with bhakti and Vedanta. Well, I could probably go on for a couple of more hours. Are there any further
I have some written questions here that have been given to me previously. So I have one question which refers to the devotees and their relationships to deities. since we have heard that it is necessary to come to Mangala Arati, I'm interested why, and some devotees are coming because they know that there will be saintly persons, gurus, and they will have some benefit of that if they come there. Whatever big people do, so-called small people follow. And what is with Gora Arati? Why is nobody mentioning Gora Arati? Why the devotees are not coming on Gora Arati even here on the camp? Why are they washing their teeth, laundry, doing laundry and whatever, doing other things, or engaging in prajalpa during the Gora Arati? Or why are they chanting in that time? That means that this process, they are not accepting very seriously this process. How much is Gora Arati important? Is it less important than Mangala Arati?
Well, when I joined, when Prahlada Maharaj joined, there was no
Mangala Arati.
And at one point I was in Los Angeles in 1970, and there was one devotee, her name was Shilavati.
She's
an older lady, but very devotional, and she was worshipping the Radha Krishna deity. So we were staying out late all night. We didn't get back till 1 o'clock in the morning. I think I already explained we used to go to the care. At 12 o'clock. Anyway, it was important work,
Sankirtan.
So we didn't get up till
6:30, 7:00.
The first program was about 7 o'clock. So she was feeling very lonely in the morning. It was only Radha Krishna. She complained to Prabhupada that no one was coming. So then Prabhupada immediately changed everything and had us come to
Mangalarati
and made us come back early from Sankirtan. Then a little later, we were encouraged to go out on traveling book distribution. At that time I was in San Francisco, and again this was 1970,
and
we were fanatics for book distribution. We used to live only on tulsi leaves and water. Yeah, tulsi leaves
fell
from the books. And Prabhupada encouraged us that and so for some time we would go out all day long just distributing books, and there was no question of
or
even morning program we had.
Ali nije bilo tog programa kao u hramu, jutarnjeg programa kao u hramu.
And then certain things started to happen.
Ali su određene stvari počele događati.
People were driving late at night and getting in accidents.
Ljudi su se kasno noću.
Some traveling parties, ladies traveling parties.
Ženski su imali problema.
So then Prabhupada said, everybody must come back to the temple by 5 o'clock and attend Gora Arati. And so that happened for a little while. And then Prabhupada encouraged us again to go out
to Sankirtan.
So I've seen different emphasis given by Srila Prabhupada. I think our basic foundation is Mangalarti and Gaura Arti. I think both are important. And our main duty, our main strategy is preaching Krishna consciousness to the non-devotees who live outside the temple. Book distribution is our main strategy for doing that. Any kind of book distribution, set distribution, single distribution, life membership, but going out and preaching. So, the basic foundation should be there in some form or another. It may not be just in the temple. But if one becomes a little tired or weary from facing or meeting with so many non-devotees, then, like a bamboo that bends and snaps back, we can snap back to the temple and follow a rigid program. When we become strong again, then we go out and preach again. So, I think myself, I like very much Gaura Arti, and it's in the name of preaching, we have neglected the evening program, and maybe this question is a call for us to snap back a little bit, get more into the basics of our program. I certainly think that now is the time for boiling the milk, for discussing the next stage of Krishna consciousness, how we'll expand. Not that we stop our outreach, our preaching, that we can do also, but our preaching is book distribution and preaching are the most important thing. But there's one thing that's higher, and that is save yourself first. Prabhupada said something to that effect. Said that preaching is the most important. This is Lord Chaitanya's program. We go out and preach. Jaya Devagari Kaho Krishna Upadesh. But if you can't save yourself, then your Upadesh may not exactly be Krishna Upadesh. We have to save ourselves. There should be a balance. Yukta Ahara Vihara, Yukta Chesta Shakarma. A little balance. And we need intelligent leaders who know how to put the proper emphasis in the proper place at the proper time. Basically, it's true. We are a missionary movement. We are a movement of preachers. We're not retiring to the forest or to the cave just for our own salvation. We are taking risks for preaching. It would be much easier if Prabhupada had just taken a few disciples, gone to a holy place in India, made an ashram, and spent his time discussing philosophy for the rest of their lives and his life. And that would have been easy and convenient. But he didn't do that. He pushed us to the maximum. And we saw some people had difficulty, but they will be saved also for every effort they made. They will be saved. All of the souls are great souls. Take part in Lord Chaitanya's mission. Is nothing ordinary. Not even Yatatam Api Siddhana. Even amongst the Siddhas, to be part of Lord Chaitanya's movement is very, very special. And all of them will be saved. Yeah.
Shall I go on?
Yes.
I have next question. Do devotees who have a certain service, for example, sankirtan?
You repeat the question. Okay.
Da li bhakte koji imaju određenu službu, na primjer sankirtan, vožnju, na primjer neku kombiju u gradu, Bogu ili slično, trebaju, ako ih se zamoli, od strane ne autoriteta, nego vakte, sličnom tom vakti, pomoći tom vakti da odnete neki teret ili premijesti nešto ili nešto tako učini.
I see this basically as a management problem, a time management problem. What you do is, you just tell the person that I have been instructed by this person to do this. So which one of these things should I stop doing? And leave the choice up to them. Be cooperative and helpful to each other. There's nothing so annoying as to go to a store and ask someone, where is the automotive department? And the person says, I'm in checking. I don't have anything to do with that. Sorry, ask someone else. And you go to someone else and they say, I don't do that. I'm doing this. But when you go to a store where someone says, I'm in checking, but here, let me take the time to help you find the automotive department, come with me. And you feel so good that the next time you think of buying something, you come back to that store again and again and again. What they really want you to do is get satisfaction. They're thinking, some severe customer toshinam. Satisfaction of the customer is most important, and not, technical. And they're actually, those companies, you'll find that the employees are paid extra. They're given bonuses when they go out of their way to help a customer, even though they may have some other duty. So in general, not that we're standing guard duty at the temple and someone asks us to come and help wash the dishes and leave our guard duty and the temple created by a bunch of people and we say, well, I was helping you, I'm just trying to help you. You have to use your intelligence. If you use your intelligence and keep a cool brain, keeping a cool brain is really, that's why we shave our heads actually. Because with all that hair on your head, in the summertime especially, it's hard to keep a cool brain. Well, the ladies, they're automatically cool. Got out of that one, didn't I? But you know, when you're in difficulty, when you're facing so many problems, you have to keep a cool brain. I was just reading about Hanuman, one of the greatest devotees in history. And he had to jump across to Lanka, 100 yojanas. I mean, that's a long way, 100 yojanas, just imagine. A yojana is 800 miles. 8 miles, sorry. So 800 is in total. He had to jump 800 miles in a single bound. So he had been told that there would be many tests for him when he crossed Sugriva. Had told him when you jump across the Lanka, there will be many tests for you. And you face many tests. The first test was that Varuna, who was greatly indebted to the Surya Vansa, he thought, here is Hanuman coming, and let me offer him a resting place because he must be tired. So Hanuman was flying through the air, and Varuna influenced the Mahindra mountain. That's another story. Mahindra Mountain was one of the last of the mountains that was not destroyed by Indra. At the beginning of creation, all mountains had wings. I'm sure you believe all this. Okay, so all mountains had wings. And, you know, you never can tell. These mountains used to fly around the universe harassing people. And, you know, the demigods even were harassed. They'd be sitting around enjoying with all the apsaras. And, you know, all of a sudden, a big mountain would come down on top of their head. So finally, Indra got very upset with this, and he has his plethora of weapons, and he began to slash all the mountains, cut off their wings, and smash them to bits in some cases. So the Mahindra Mountain got helped by Vayu. Vayu went. And the Mahindra Mountain was blown, you know, hundreds of yojanas away, and landed in the ocean. Got a little safety from Indra and his
protected
them. So he actually owed a debt to Vayu. Of course, Hanuman was the son of Vayu. So Varuna told him that, look, here comes Hanuman, come up, give him a place to rest. Now, Hanuman was time-bound. He had to fly to Lanka, give a message to Sita, get back to the other monkeys, and then get back to Kishkinda, where Lord Rama and Sugriva were waiting, and they'd been given time. And if they didn't get back in time, Sugriva would have killed all the monkeys. So he had made that condition. He sent out everybody in this direction and that direction. He sent out Vinata to the east. He sent out Hanuman and Angada to the south. So anyway, everybody was back except for Angada and his group. So Hanuman knew we're in a hurry. So he could have easily stopped, but instead the mountain was right in front of him. He just smashed right through it. And he had to keep a cool head. Otherwise, the ordinary person would
Razmisliti, nešto bi se svaka druga osoba tu bila zaustavila kao da je to nekako odmaralište na autoputu.
Samo
se malo spraznili i pojasnili se nastaviti dalje. Međutim, Hanuman je tu prošao onda išao još dalje, onda je tu došla velika demonica.
I ponovo, ona je humongous. You can't imagine her size.
Ogromna, she had such power
he first of all, he tried to he tried to use logic and reason. He said, what I'll do is, I'll go to Lanka, I'll find Sita, and then I'll come back.
Prenuću je poruku i onda se vrati natrag i prosim za svoja usta, obećajem ti to.
But He told her that I need a little more room.
Treba mi malo više prostora.
Ten yojana's wide, and he was
80
miles wide and 160 miles long.
Širok i 160 milja dugačak.
Not like a Boeing airplane. They have one airplane that's a
747. Boeing avion. Koji kad je veći bila mu duga staža, nego kad je mala, da imate mali avion.
Hanuman se mogao proširiti svoje tijelo,
on je
morao
preći veliki put, to jođana, on je sam ekspandirao, je 80 milija
dugačak. So he told Sestra, you have to open your mouth a little wider, you can't get in here. So then she expanded herself in her mouth, 20 yojanas wide. So then Hanuman expanded his body to 20 yojanas. So then she expanded to 30 yojanas. So then he expanded to 30. Then he went to 40. Finally, he got to 90. And she was always ahead of him.
A ona je bila malo ispred njega, 10 jođena ispred njega. Proširila se na
100 jođena.
I onda se Hanuman smanjio na veličinu, da bude manji od kuhta, i čemu je projurio kroz njezina usta, ravena kuhta, iskoristio je svoj mozak, pobjegio je svoj
mozak.
Ako ne ostanete hladno,
ako ne vidimo sve probleme i poteškoće koje su pred nama, postoji još jedan, baš da čitam o tome, o Sikimi.
Ona je bila
rakshasi
koja je čuvala grad
Lanka. Ona je
tako prijatelja da će ga ustaviti
Hanumana i
uništiti celu njegovu misiju na srednjem
Sita.
Ona ga je vrijeđala i vrijeđala.
On je jako
slatko riječivo je odgovarao.
Na kraju je ona izgubila
hladnost i izgubila i život.
So the point is we have to keep a cool head in all these difficulties that we're going through,
and
we definitely will be able to solve every
problem,
you know, helping someone in the
sanctuary.
If your mentality is let me disobey my authority,
Još nisam neko ispriku, onda to nije pravilna način razmišljanja.
Ali ako je šta,
ova osoba stvarno ima
nešto
važno za
učiniti,
je potrebna moja pomoć, da vidimo možemo li
neko kontaktirati autoritet
i obavijestiti da ja to radim.
Try to do it quickly so I can get back to my work. Or if your mood is to satisfy Krishna, if your mood is to work together jointly, you won't be unsuccessful. Believe me, Krishna will help. He will help you to do things you never thought you could do in your life.
Da biste ih mogli
učiniti.
Krishna nas može
opunomoćiti. Prabhupada je rekao, da se moji učenici meni budu predani, ja bih mogao cijelu
planetu preuzeti kroz 18 dana.
Kao što su Krishna i Arjuna
kroz 18 dana pobijedili na vojnom polju Kurukshetri, tako da su oni mogli preuzeti svijet za 18 dana. Ja samo čekam da
se moji učenici predani
duhu
misije, duhu preživanja,
sa zadovoljstvo Krishna,
onda ovi mali
problemi će se sami riješiti na dobar način. Ali opet, pitajte ih, ja imam da napraviti ovo, ovo i ovo, koju od ovih stvari da odbacim? If we like something, then we should pay our attention. Ako nešto volimo, onda tome trebamo posvetiti određenu pažnju. Ako vidimo da osobe koje nam govore da ispravno djelujemo, ne djeluju pravilno, mi koji smo slabi ih popustit ćemo kada ih vidimo u maji, ako nismo dovoljno jaki da sami dalje napredujemo bez obzira na greške drugih. Kako naći put na kojem se nalazi to shvaćanje pozitivnog stava bez obzira na sve što se zbiva?
These are all important problems, no doubt.
To su sve bez sumnje važni problemi.
Important to individuals, so they're important.
Važni su nekom pojedincu, znači da su važni.
But probably they're more symptomatic.
Ali najvjerovatnije su pokazatelji nedostatka
communication,
komunikacije,
fraternity,
osjećaja bratstva.
Society,
u našem
društvu,
u našoj obitelji.
And we hope that,
nadamo se
we will get better and better at
that. Da ćemo u tom smjeru, na tom području biti sve bolji i bolji.
We're working on those things. Obviously, if you see some glaring mistake,
ako vidite neku očitu pogrešku,
I remember once someone was taking Mrityu Sanjeevani. It's a type of Ayurvedic medicine. So this person, although a big authority, was taking at least 4 or 5 bottles a day. So, you know, some of his followers were thinking, oh, he's sick, he's taking medicine. Well, that's a glaring mistake. You ought to speak to someone about that. But for other things, read the first canto, third chapter, 13th verse in the purport. Probably explains that a devotee of the Lord does not find fault in others, but rather tries to find out his own faults and correct them as far as possible.
1.3.13.
Use your energy for operating on yourself.
Become a surgeon general.
Trying not to be too much of a nitpicking fault finder. A lot of times some of these things are not so important. When Srila Prabhupada first came to the West, his Srimad Bhagavatam was full of so many typing errors. When Srila Prabhupada first gave us the Gaura Arti song, it was a little bit mixed up. And blissfully we sang it in ignorance. And it's not that we didn't make any advancement. Finally, Achyutananda
Prabhu
was so kind to correct us. Achyutananda is still there in New York City, working for some banker, smoking cigarettes.
I don't know where Prabhu Achyutananda is.
But once in Bombay, we were accustomed to singing the new tune now. New tune and the right words and everything. And Prabhupada was there in the small little temple we had. And Dinana
Prabhu
began to sing the old song, the wrong one, with all the mistakes. Prabhupada said, all glories to Dinana. And Dinanath is still serving enthusiastically.
А Динанат еще есть энтузиастично служил в вашем храме Вашингтон.
So, a lot of things should be changed and can be changed, but it's not earth-shattering importance. More important is find out your own faults and be an ideal person.